Door coming. That's what I did. You hear it?
No, I don't know much about that, but I can.
Well, she's over making the best share of the money.
It's supposed to have been on a share basis, see, and they said Cecil was getting all the money and Bill Wynn wasn't getting it, but he's Bill. Anyway, I know they wound up and they had a bunch of pipe left over, and Cecil was wanting to sell that, and Bill Wynn got it back and said he wanted to get a little something out of the deal. And he got the black pipe down. They had black pipe, I believe.
Yeah.
So Lightning and I needed some, you know, black pipe, and his man was able to pay the cash for it, you know, $1 million, but he's still able to pay for it over in Bedford. So they bought several hundred feet of it. Mm-hmm. And Bill made a remark, you know, that what he got out of the welfare business. He got out and he's down in the sporting goods business now and making good money.
Well, I never
he's
tell
pretty
you.
Pretty good boy. Bill Wynn is. Pretty good old boy.
Some of them may have taken him for a little ride down there.
They did. There's no question about that.
But he still made money.
Yes, sir. Sure he did.
Now, he had melons in my back pasture there, and he made more money. It was a good season.
That's
he
right.
made more money back there on them melons than I've made back here the whole time I've been here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he don't do that every time. And he had a lot of expenses. There's no doubt about
That's
that.
Right.
He didn't farm cheap.
No. He put stuff there and taking care of them.
Yes.
That's right.
And he paid the boys and put plenty of them out there.
That's right. And he seen after cropping of them, they say he hit one of them lucky years, just like Cockle did out there. While John and Frank McClay, while they made enough to Pocket pay for that place of his out there. They were $40 to $50 an acre for it.
Yeah.
And the watermelon crop, you know, and John McClay and them made Cockle enough in making a crop and harvesting to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, now, Bill Wynn just had enough of it, I guess.
That's what I think. I think he'd been cuffed around and moved about until I just figured the boy, you know, got to get out.
He just need to get out.
I don't blame him, in other words. It looked like, you know, we're getting worse, you know, dealing with people, and it looked like the more you do for them, the more they expect to do, they want him to be the Santa Claus all the time.
All the time.
You know what I mean? The
you
man,
know
he
they
finally
did.
Get fed up with it, his nerves,
or
something to get enough of it.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a good idea for him to get out of the deal and turn it back to his pa-in-law, you know, which was really the owner of it, you know, and let him do something with it.
Yeah.
If he's still a kind of a young man, Bill, he getting a little age on him though now, Bill Wynn is. He's not a young man.
Yeah.
And time for him to do something though, not stay with that thing and get as old as old man J.K. was, you know, that's his wife's daddy's daddy, you know, wasn't staying in there for years.
Yeah.
Just like old Sasha. Just handed right on down.
Yeah.
But Bill, he'd had enough. He wanted to do something else.
And
he liked the sporting good business, and there's a good margin of profit, and it's kind of enticing, in other words. And new changes being made, it's incentive and a challenge, in other words, for him to look for something other like that.
New place, he doesn't have to deal with all them old ladies made him the executive of the wills.
Oh,
you
yeah, that's right. And he had to do all of that kind of business, in other words. That's a use. You know what I mean, isn't it?
Yeah. Keep the church going.
Yeah. Keep it all worked out. Keep all this town and stuff, you know, straightened out. He's on every commission.
And
he,
you know, all the dead,
this,
all the dead down there. I got to hearing some of them talk down there, and they had all cussed Huff and Wynn.
Yeah,
like they was McIntosh and all that countryside was run for that benefit, you know. Well, I didn't know about Mr. Huff, but I was pretty certain that Wynn didn't get anything much out of that countryside.
Huff, he really didn't too much. If you come down to the truth about it, well, either one, both of them, I reckon, contributed more. That is, supporting, you know, morally and also financially than what they were doing, see? Because they wanted to tear down, and they kind of wanted to benefit the town and wanted to build up a little bit.
Yeah.
But a few of them people know what they didn't want anything to come in. They didn't want this, that, and other to happen, and this, that, and other. And something got out, as you said a minute ago, why they wanted legal advice or something, you know, why they go to Bill Wynn to get that, in other words. They wanted a little money or something, they'd go to Huff and try to get it from him.
Yeah.
And he'd help them out, see?
And who was the old senator there in the Baptist church?
The old L.K. Yeah, he's another.
Old Bill Wynn left, and I don't know what Mr. Huff's doing. LK is sort of weakening. He don't have the energy he used to have.
No, his health is bad. He got that sugar diabetes.
Well, that's shameful. A man has got around as much as he has. He ought to stay healthy, oughtn't he?
That's right. But he just, I think maybe it's overdone it, and he just taxed his system so until he just used up, the old saying is.
Did you ever have any dealings with him?
No.
His daddy?
No, didn't have any dealing with his daddy.
No.
Well, he's all good friends of my mother and father. His daddy, in other words, was an LK. I knew him, in other words, and I supported him when he got, you know, getting elected, in other words, and we was in school together, and I've been knowing him, in other words, but I'm in far as dealing with him. I never asked him any favors or asked him any help politically wise or financially, or nothing like that. I never, you know, asked him any favors or anything of that kind.
Yeah. Well, he looked like your beat over there.
Yeah. That's right.
You've got a nice community there. You don't hardly have to get out of it if you don't want to.
No.
Where do you think you're going to start, Evan, with the hay business?
Well, I told Aaron that wanted to find out because, of course, it'll be before she gets ready because we got to mow hers and then let the grass come on. But GP wants to help me that route. It'll be about 3,000 or 4,000 bales of that, see. Not the heck before.
Yeah.
And he's gonna fertilize it, and Elbert want all of it next time, see.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But he'll pay for the work, you know, baling it.
Yeah.
You
don't care which way it is,
do you? No, don't matter to me. But then Gypsy says he got that 25 acres where he turned into the hot garden and said if you want to, we'll work it together. And he says, the idea is I want to get that shed built, but the Morgan boy won't build it. I got to have some place to put some hay.
Yeah.
You got to have shed room to put hay.
Well, if he's going to store it this year, he better get him going.
That's what I said. He sure had. And that's when he's saying, that what it looks like, may have to get you to help tear it down. May have to get you and old Duplingham out here to work on Saturday and put it back up. You know, just like we tore it down on the pole.
Yeah.
You know, telephone poles, you know, Chris with the pole. And it got the rafter, in other words, already, you know, made together, the purling, you know what I mean, the rafter with the, what's called a purling, isn't that what's called it? The one that ties together.
Yeah.
Tie beam, I reckon.
Yeah.
And you put sheeting on it, in other words, we had to tear it off, in other words, you nail a 2x6 sheeting back on it.
Yeah.
And go ahead and put the tin back on it.
Well, it's just a matter of getting to it.
That's right. But he done moved over, and he said he needed to have some shed room, in other words. And he said eventually he may carry his cows over there, in other words, and use his cows over on that ranch. Let George have a deal over him.
Yeah.
He get back from out on off his honeymoon. He's out on that mud country with that girl seeing some of the rich people.
Yeah.
His wife's people.
How big a place is that, his old place there?
It's not too big, I don't know, I'd say about 8 acres, but it's not too much yet cleared.
Yeah.
About 25, 30 acres cleared.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Well, he doesn't...
Hammock land and
bull. He never
and
has
bull,
needed
though,
much land of his own.
No.
There's always so much
that's
more
right,
around
no.
there.
They bought this, that's the best he got is this place right here, south side on the right, where you got the cattle now.
Where?
Right here, south. What's that thoroughbred farm? Old Dr. Lee's. They call that thoroughbred, or what they call
that
it?
That is it. No. What was that?
I know what you mean.
I believe they call it. Don't know what it is. Thoroughbred.
That first one you come to?
Yeah.
That standard bread station?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And GP just this side on the right. You know, right, it's on the left, the GPS is on the right there, the Hereford cattle.
Yeah.
Now they got the Angus cattle huh, with the man on the left there. But
yeah,
he got 40 acres out and I put that fence around it, in other words, the GP. He and some niggas helped me.
Yeah,
but he got a 6 bob, you know, GP has there, but here, 6 bob wire.
Yeah.
Put 6. But I told Eric, that man
six.
Got 6 strands. I said it'd been cheaper to put the American. Well, it's nearly 9 o'clock. I got to go. I'm all set up to 10 or 11 tonight.
You got
to
get
Every?
Going tomorrow.
What you doing here? Just marching out on us like that?
I got to get on the job and wait till Helena. He probably walked down there now since he's done broke his lung. Ben is acting on that
you
little
know,
car
I'm sorry.
I told Ed, maybe you'll come down in that Lincoln Continental and bend it up.
And
I said, I doubt if she's going to let him come down in her car.
Hadn't he been out in the country much yet?
No, I don't think he has. He just felt, you know, unconcerned, unpopular. He's supposed to be smart, but I mean far as horse sense, why? He's lacking a little. Of course, I didn't recommend him or nothing like that, but you see people that way.
I don't care how much money a man's got, been in an axle and all the steering gear and all that sort of thing.
He said, well, you have to, you know, let them come get it and take it to a cow.
Yeah.
Well, they're charging $25 for a wrecker to come pick it up, I imagine.
Yeah.
Get it to a cow.
So he'll just take his medicine.
I guess he will learn something, in other words, maybe not go around through the pasture. But that's the reason I quit mowing. I mowed about, 15 acres, I guess.
Why do they need all those fences, all that fencing? What's the good of all? You don't need so much of it.
Well, he wanted to decide to fence the whole thing when he's into it and let it go and just have one big water trough up there. And, he said it may be a year or so before he gets in the cattle. He's gonna, you know, kind of go slow on it. And he doesn't know what he wants to do yet. And he told Ed he could put his cows in there.
Yeah.
And that's when Ed said, well, I'd have plenty of Pensacola to head now pretty shortly since the rain started. Well, it started heading out, you know.
Yeah.
They get a little picking out of, you know, like tossing, you know, with a little thing, you know, sticking up about that high.
I don't know what it is, but I think of that just pure protein.
Yeah, it is. It's good for them.
It is.
They have to work a little bit to get enough to kind of fill the stomach. But it's a good
thing. That's all they got to do.
And I told Larry, I said, well, as far as what he got in here, the weeds is untaken, in other words, that old bit of weed or some other old weed, old poor man weed, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And he did have a little bit of that, that tall toe. You know, it goes about like that in spots. But I says, your cow to get a good little picking in here with this native grass and carpet grass and scattered around. But I says, that mowing, in other words, I wasn't going to tear up my machine in there. Even if you did pay me $5 an hour, in other words, for me and the machine.
I wish.
I got to mow my pastures, but I'm going to fertilize mine this month, my Pandora. Then, July, and I want to get that over there fixed, and I'm going to put some of that crisscross over in that 10 acres. That girl, she wanted to buy it, but I think I'll keep it another while longer. They know you can sell it.
Sell it hard.
Piece of pop door in front of her house. Maxie would like to have it.
I wouldn't sell anything, no.
Maxie would like to have it. He's been said he wanted it. Give him a chance at it.
He don't need it.
But the only way he wants it, he wants to confuse her, and it's like that, you know. Be right in the middle of her hole, you see. She's the one that needs it, but I'm not going to give it away. You take people now, and they expect you to do something, in other words, for a little nothing, because you can tell them.
Yeah. Now, who is that?
Max is Ken Folks. JC's, JC was his nephew. His nephew's wife, and she married again, married his chambers boy.
Oh, I see. And they want
the 10 acres, the 11 acres, what it is, but the highway takes up an acre.
Yeah.
The greater road. It's right in front of her house.
Uh-huh.
I had corn 3 or 4 years. But you can't make any money off of corn. I haven't made anything off of corn 2 or 3 years. Although 1 year I got about 2 tons an acre. But you take your fence together, in other words, and making a crop and putting the fertilizer and hide the ammonia into it, you might as well fertilize grass more than sell it for hay.
Yeah.
You'll make more money. I know I can do that.
Yeah.
I know it. Turn out 1,000 bales of hay, that's $1,000. And
uh-huh.
I think $400 or $500 the most I ever made off of no corn.
You know, Max is the one that got me started on this dog kennel. I told you about that.
Yeah.
I had tried this 2,4-D on it before. And I found what it did, it just takes a couple of hours and it'll nod. That's what any of it will do. That's the way it works. See,
that's
those are hyacinths or any of it.
Suffocation,
makes it grow and something, it just nods. Well, next day, it stands up straight. That's the experience I had before. Well, this time, I thought, I'll just hit it 2 or 3 times. And I did that, and the second time I hit it, it just about knocked it. And I've been playing along with it. I haven't had much time.
Well, you talked to Pokey Richardson or Walter about what he used in that bottom down there?
No.
Ask Walter what he used. He used regularly one of these sprays, you know, where you spray the tomatoes and the watermelon and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a novel thing.
Yeah, but
he just, you know, like you're putting out fertilizer.
Yeah, I don't need that.
But that's what he did in that bottom note. He had the tank note. All he had to do was put 500 gallon of water in it and put that stuff in there. I don't know what he ever put in there.
Yeah.
But he's up there on Tennessee the Union and see, told him to come up and look at here.
Yeah.
He had about 500 acres on that edge of Leavis Lake.
Uh-huh.
And that rich land, though, I'm a dog pound tall in this ceiling.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the cows out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the stubble got so thick and all he's afraid he's going to pump your tires when it went over the mower.
That's
mower.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're tough.
Oh, man, lies.
And he had Walter come out there, and he's talking to him about it. I don't know what he ever used, but he thinned them down pretty well. Cedar Junior did.
Yeah. You don't know what he used?
No, but he had one of them tanks.
There's just one thing he can use.
And he used it spraying eggplants, that same tank. He used to spray eggplants and watermelon and amazing thing with. Yeah. They used that same tank with a nozzle and had an agitator in it, kept it churned up.
Yeah.
And it's got on wheels, you know, a tractor wheel. And just put it over the pasture, you can put it, you know, in third or fourth gear.
Yeah.
And go ahead and do a lot of it in a little while. Because it carried, you know, about eight foot, I think, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Had the boom sticking out wider than it was. It was regular track, you know, like a track.
Well, they get it by the 5 gallon can, that 2,4-D.
That's right. But you tell me now that you got to have a permit and your county is. You hear anything about that?
Not for 2,4-D.
No, that's a DDT.
Yeah. 2,4-D is the only one I use. Of course, it's not poison.
This other stuff. Now, Lucille, that girl out there.
Now, this is not weed killer. You understand that?
No. That's 2,4.
This don't kill nothing.
No.
Now, if you make it very strong, if you sow it out there, it might singe the grass a little bit, but not very much. Not enough to bother it.
But this weed killer, in other words, it'll kill anything.
It'll kill everything it hits.
Yeah. That's what you want.
But I'm going to tell you this. You see, I got this little thing on the power takeoff with a nozzle to it. And you can just drive along in the tractor. And what I do, I drive up there in the middle of a batch of it and just set that, put it in gear and turn it on.
Turn it on and just
as far as you can reach.
Yeah, give it a light sprinkle. Huh?
Just give it a light sprinkle. Don't even, you know, don't even stop on it. Just sprinkle it. Well, then wait a couple of days and do it again.
You got enough to make you and him one mess.
But what you got to do, you got to be sure you want to do it on a day when the sun is hot.
That's what I think.
When the vegetation, when the plant's growing. Yeah. If you do it on a cloudy day, it don't do so well. Now, what Maxie, you know, was worrying about his out there, and he's going to get Pete Smith or somebody like that to do it for $2 or $3 an acre.
Yeah,
well, he'd have to get it done all over again for another $3 an acre. Yeah.
Look at that Elbert. We've got all kind of weed in there. Now, the Elbert, are you band clover where we're going to mow that hay? It's good enough to save, but the water, that old, I call it a stink weed. It looks kind of like a dog pound, but it's got a little different fuzz on it. You know what kind of weed that is? I'm not familiar with it.
No, I'm not familiar with a lot of these weeds.
But it's smelly weed. It's a smelly weed. But Elba's got a lot of that in that thing. But to say the cow to go ahead and eat that smelly weed, you know, and it's worth saving. I told Dippy it's worth saving. That boy puts, you know, about 300 pounds of fertilizer there. And the clover coming up, he got some clover. That next to the road there, see, is 20,
Eric, let's work
25
or
35 acres there, see.
Now you take a weed, a plant like dog fennel or pokeberry, mowing won't get them.
No.
Because that root's there.
That's right.
But now most of these weeds, all you gotta do, and grasses and all like that, weeds, all you gotta do is mow them once and their season's short and that's the end of them. Just don't let them go to seed.
Well, look at them flowers. You seen them little white-headed flowers?
Yeah.
And they got them covered. Cedar Junior mowed that on that side. Well, they say the hay off. They got 1,100 bales, you know, last year off of that. A little better than 100 bales an acre. There's 12 acres in there, and I think. Got near the 1,200 bales of hay.
Yeah.
more than what they thought for, but that flower they about to take it down around that route, he mowed it three and four, Frankie mowed it, you know, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the flowers are now, if you've been by there.
Is that right?
And they need something to kill them. They're getting it in here.
Yeah.
Now, he had Pete Smith come out then, like you say, it cost $2-3 an acre to go over it. But a lot of them weeds didn't kill.
Yeah.
And you say it won't kill them.
Yeah.
Of course, that it enough grass of that coastal and enough of that Eubank clover, you know, some of it up, you know, this high. But it's not too thick, see, with that grass there. But there's enough there, you know, get 50 or 60 bales of hay.
Now, 2,4-D won't affect anything.
No. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It's just whatever it affects.
That's the reason you
it'll get this cotylaria.
Yeah, it'll knock it out.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it'll knock it. But of course, not too many people have it now.
Not anymore.
Pull it up.
No.
But there's still this old poke root and that old stink weed. That's what I have to deal
with. Yeah.
I call it stink weed. You know, well, that's what I got in mind now. And I've got a few dog families in mind, you see them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to mow them and kind of get by as I have to. I get my tractor and A-flame hair. I know what I'm doing. I'm cut the devil out and put it in rye. I told later and then follow it in something else. And then they put some of it in the hay.
Oh, if you cultivate it tall, it'll get the dog family.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, but I done quit planting corn, so now then I'll have to go to planting soybean or either millet.
But you.
Sorghum. It's, you can combine a sorghum, you know, it could feed, but you got to get dry in those facilities to take care.
Why can't old Pawnee put in a little sorghum, a little cane syrup?
He could, I think he tried it that one time.
You know,
he
that stuff, and when they make that rice and cook it off, you see, you buy it from Lily.
But it's
company, and that's cut down so much. But if
it's on the molasses, though, know, what even like the old saying is, it even at $2 a gallon, you can't make too much money.
You can't make it at $2 a gallon. Mm-hmm. You could sell that for $4.
Yeah, you do that, put it in a little bottle, and get 50 cents, you know, a bottle for it, something like that. Like sell whiskey, in other words. Take 5 gallon of liquor, you know, and make $300 out of it. That used to.
Well, you could sell that. You could sell a gallon for the
right.
for way on up there.
Well, I enjoyed the visit and
Everett, I'm
turn on the light.
Appreciate you bringing me all these goodies.
Yeah, quite well.
And you're gonna come back now.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll make another day here. We'll cook up something else.
We'll
go all way long. We're free enough this summer.
You don't have no company this summer.
No, he's not. Just gonna live a quiet life, and I'm just about ready to start living up around here too. You know, this last term up there, this is about time.
Well,
I had too much of it.
As the fellow says, if you keep on, it'll get the best of you. You know what?
Yeah,
And like you just said a minute ago, people need to get to the point where they calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
And take it to the east.
Yeah.
I know he's like he is. He's my age, and I haven't seen him. I told that girl, I wasn't going to fight this thing to death, in other words. It's not worth it, in other words.
I tell
you. She's in as good shape as I am, in other words.
I would get to the point where every little thing I did, I dreaded it.
That'll
wear you out, see.
Yeah.
You don't live long like that, would you?
The other thing to do is just calm down, take it a little easier.
Well,
you must know what in the sense of the guy, in other words, to do that, it'll be better for you.
Yeah.
In other words, you can't do anything but eat, you know, while he is the best.
Yeah.
And you don't got to the point now. It's just like a kid. There's a cook that about his boy said, I'm making the size, but he got to hit his head against the wall and he's going to bounce off. And I tell you what guy has done. He's got just like a child. Maybe guys, you done seen the point now where you see it. Thinking,
Well, we're just going to be around, and you're going to be around too,
that's
so
right, yes,
so we're going to have some more supper.
That's right, we're going to have some more entertainment.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take it off.
Channel 2 right, and the end of the visit with Everett this Tuesday night, the 15th of June, 1971, around 500. Channel 2 right, around 500. The end of the visit with Everett this Tuesday night, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2 right, around 500.
end of the visit with Everett this Tuesday night, the 15th of June, 1971.